Employers once showed their appreciation for employees at the end of the year by throwing office parties, handing out bonuses, or at least giving token gifts. Now employers are more particular in handing out rewards, and they are less wedded to the holiday season as a time for special perks, NPR's David Malpas reports.
The end of the year is an especially good time to recognize employee contributions through rewards and office parties, says Julie Melaliot, a senior vice president with Zylo, a work-life balance consulting firm based in Bellevue, Washington.
Holidays are a very stressful time for people, and having their companies acknowledge that, let off a little bit of steam, socialize, is just a way of building community.
In a new nationwide survey of employees, Zylo found that office parties are the most common type of year-end reward, followed by cash bonuses, food, and small gifts. Even when the rewards are quite modest, Melaliot says they can make a difference in employee morale.
We found that about 40% of the people surveyed felt that these sorts of rewards year-end really made them feel more loyal to their companies.
That may be true, but an increasing number of employers want to get more bang for their bonus buck in today's economy. The way to do that, many say, is to move away from anything connected with holiday sentiment. Employers want to make more of a direct connection between an individual's contribution and any rewards he or she may get. San Francisco-based compensation consultant Margaret Benson says the trend also involves stretching out rewards across the year so people don't take the money and run.
Our survey of 452 companies across the United States suggests that companies are abandoning the sort of year-end gift certificates, holiday bonus kinds of programs. Whereas the trend that we've seen clearly in the 1990s is a huge uptick in more of the incentive-based programs that pay out based on corporate performance or individual performance.
Benston of Hewitt Associates says overall employees fare better under the new scheme because employers are more generous with bonuses linked to specific accomplishments. Companies are also becoming more creative with the help of firms like U.S. Motivation, an Atlanta-based firm that helps companies operate programs that resemble frequent flyer memberships. Workers have more opportunities to earn bonuses by hitting short-term sales goals or coming up with an idea that improves safety or efficiency. Successful workers can then customize their rewards from a menu of cash, merchandise, and travel accessed over the Internet. For the very top performers at high-end companies, the offerings can be quite exotic. Tim Lang, a senior VP at U.S. Motivations, describes one trip at that level that had a James Bond theme and included a week in Australia.
They were in jet boats, and we got them in wetsuits and so forth, and they went from the jet boats to were transferred by a helicopter and put into a white water rafting situation. There was bungee jumping and all those kinds of things.
Some analysts say the gap between rewards for top performers and the rest of the workforce will continue to grow. As one says, bonuses have nothing to do with fairness. They're all about competition. David Malpas, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.